are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, you want the news? You are going to get the news. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. A study has come out saying if you watch television on your phone using mobile data, it produces the same amount of carbon emissions as driving 10 miles in a car. We need to talk about that, reported by Mail Online. We're also going to talk about how if you try to urge a partner to lose weight, that could be the end of your relationship. Maybe we should talk about how to kind of ease into that subject, all right, of, baby, you need to lose a few pounds. Dahlia, honey, this back fat, not too attractive. What you mean not too attractive? All right, we've got to talk about that. Then it looks like dogs can help sniff out ovarian cancer. For all of us women that get mad when dogs come up to our crotch, maybe we need to, I guess, you know, let them do their work. If they're figuring out which one of us has ovarian cancer, we'll talk about that. And then the best pizzas, right, in the country. Where do we get the best pizzas? It may shock you. And then medical marijuana. Should doctors give in and finally allow medical marijuana to the point where it doesn't have to be so strict and difficult to obtain? Should this be a part of our regular prescribing habits? Medical marijuana. Who's benefited from it? How do you benefit from medical marijuana? And where do we go from here? So as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, before we get to the medical marijuana story, I just want to quickly look at the whole pizza thing because I'm going to be getting hungry for lunch soon. All right, so apparently, they say America's best pizza, okay, according to one study. I'm trying to think who did this study. It just says it's a top 10 list. Says it's not New York. It's not Chicago, but San Diego. They say restaurants including Bronx, Filippi's, and Pizzeria Luigi in San Diego apparently make the best pizza. Oh, this is from TripAdvisor list. You know what places have the best pizza? The ones that are red, green, and white, right? The colors of the Italian flag. I noticed those places usually have the best pizza. Number two was where I live, Las Vegas, Nevada. They say the best pizza was, I guess, Grimaldi's. You know, that's right. I've been to a Grimaldi's. I guess its original shop is in New York. I guess it's like a coal-fired brick oven. So the second-best pizza is Las Vegas. First-best pizza, San Diego. Then in Boston, Regina Pizzeria. They have the Giambota with pepperoni, Regina sausage, salami, mushrooms, peppers. See, you know what? Pizza isn't always that unhealthy. If you throw a crap load of vegetables on your pizza, at least you're getting vegetables. Okay, so San Diego, number one, Las Vegas, number two, Boston, number three. Then comes New York City. Then comes Seattle, Washington, all right, for best pizza. Then Austin, Texas. Then San Francisco, California. Then Indianapolis, Indiana. Then Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and number 10, Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know where Chicago is. I got to be honest. I've been to Chicago. I love the city. I think Chicago is so cool. But maybe it was just luck of the draw. I didn't have a good pie when I was out there. Now, that doesn't mean Chicago doesn't have good pie. It just means I probably went to a place that I thought was good, and I think I tried it twice when I was there. And again, you know, I'm kind of biased because, you know, going to New York, I know exactly where to go to get my thick Sicilian pizza. But there's ways to have pizza. You know, you could use the wheat dough. You could use low-fat cheese. Throw a bunch of seasoned vegetables on it. You could make it pretty damn tasty. That's why I'm not that upset with you guys eating flatbread. Flatbread, less carbs. Throw a bunch of vegetables on there. Get some calcium with some low-fat cheese. You could make this happen. Now, yes, I have. Dr. Dahlia, have you actually tasted low-fat cheese? I have. Okay, but I'm not saying I'm going to eat it. I'm saying you all eat it. Okay, my cholesterol's good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, medical marijuana. How many of you use medical marijuana? What do you use it for? And are you sick and tired of the regulations with marijuana? And should it be legal? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know that was a lot of questions, right? Dude, slow it down, Dr. Dude. What did you say? I said, A, what do you use the medical marijuana for? Oh, I got that one. Number two, oh, I don't even know. Oh, yeah. Do you swear by it? Dude, I don't swear. It's all about love and peace, doctor. I got that. Right? And three, should we just basically abolish these, you know, marijuana laws? Because we're finding that the health benefits of marijuana are a lot more than we could ever imagine. Dude, you lost me on that one. Oh, gosh. This doctor's crazy, dude. Okay, so now medical marijuana. One of my patients, it's not medical marijuana. I think he just regularly smokes. I actually have to make a correction, a Sanjay Gupta correction. Remember Sanjay Gupta had to come out and correct himself? Apparently too many people probably complained to CNN because he was anti-medical marijuana. Then he had to come back and say, no, we need to look at it, probably because too many people, you know, liberals were upset with that. I've never been opposed to medical marijuana. I personally don't prescribe it. I let somebody else do that. But I've definitely seen some medicinal benefits. I had a patient come in the other day, 71 years old, no blood pressure problems, chronic back and neck issues, but he doesn't take pain medicines, so no pain medicines. No antidepressants. I mean, you know, he takes some supplements over the counter. Pretty healthy guy. So here's my correction. I did his blood work, and it came back. I think he's actually got a leukemia. Not from the marijuana, but I called him in so I could get this worked up. Something's pretty funky with the labs. I'm not blaming the medical marijuana, but I had told you all how some of my healthiest patients are marijuana smokers. I got to just, you know, stop for a second there and you know. So my little apology, Sanjay's apology, what both of these different types of apologies mean is we need to investigate this a lot more, but we definitely need to keep an open ear. So tell me, what do you use medical marijuana for, and do you swear by it? And I'll tell you what medical treatments it could be used for. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials on this awesome Friday morning or afternoon, depending on where you're listening, 18 minutes past the hour. All right, so we're talking about medical marijuana. What conditions are you guys taking this for? Do you swear by it? Is it such a pain in the butt to get that you think it should just be legal? We got Jack calling from Massachusetts. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you, Doc?
Awesome, awesome. What's going on, buddy?
Well, it's to Smith's side. I'm 31 years old. I've been smoking pot recreationally since I was roughly 13, almost on a daily basis. In my early 20s, I lived out in California, had an opportunity very easily to obtain a medical marijuana prescription, so I said, what the hey? Again, recreationally. But as I...
Jack, quick question. To get the medical marijuana, what diagnosis did you have to give them?
Well, to be truthful, I've always had kind of some sleeping problems due to just a rough childhood with my parents splitting up. So it certainly does help me sleep better at night. I do have carpal tunnel due to a computer job, so it does alleviate that to some extent. But again, those are just the reasons I gave to kind of get my way in the door to have a prescription. It was more, again, more of a recreational use focus.
Yeah. That's honest. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
As I've grown on and I've opened up my eyes to all the different strains that are certainly available out there, you know, there's probably thousands of marijuana strains available. I have taken notice that, you know, certain strains are certainly beneficial for pain relief, for appetite. And my grandmother's 90-something years old. She's just had a cancerous growth removed from her and actually suggested because the medication she was giving her, they weren't alleviating her pain and they were not helping her appetite whatsoever. She wouldn't even think. So I kind of suggested it. And she, you know, she's very conservative. She said, there's no way I would ever smoke pot. And I said, well, you know, there's certain strains out there. You don't have to smoke it. You can eat it. You can take it in a pill form. You know, it's something you might want to consider. And she's looking into it now. But, you know, certainly there have been times where I had some pretty bad pain and I came across one particular strain of marijuana called Chem Dog. And it was extremely beneficial. The second I smoked it, I took one hit and all my pain was gone. I had, you know, extreme migraines and other pains in my body pains. And I'm telling you, I've never had anything that not only hit me so quickly and efficiently, relieved the pain, didn't have any side effects. Again, I never see the doctor. You know, I never go in for checkups. I really almost never get sick except for minor allergies from time to time.
I believe you. Yeah, Jack, thank you for calling. You know, really helpful stuff. You know, it's interesting because I think, you know, we talk about pot and we make jokes and, you know, a lot of us have this idea in our head that, okay, well, if it's pot, it's just a drug, you know, but, you know, I think many of us do realize there's some medicinal properties. We just don't know how to regulate it or how to, legislate it or how to control it like we could control a pharmaceutical. So it's interesting to hear these testimonials. Let's go back to the phone lines. How many of you are on, or who of you take medical marijuana? What do you use it for? Do you swear by it? Should we, you know, ease up on the restrictions and regulations of it? Or did you try it and it didn't work? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Marlon calling from Texas. Hey, Marlon, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how are you today?
Good. What you got for us?
Hey, listen, the best pizza in the world is in my kitchen. I can guarantee that. That's the first.
Really? Really? How do you do it? How?
I make my own dough and my own sauce, and I take mozzarella cheese and soak it in olive oil so it gets more like a feta consistency and taste, and, you know, put some, and of course the dough rises for 24 hours and all that sort of thing. I've been doing pizza for a lot of years, and I've been practicing. And I'll tell you what, I make a pretty good pie. I lived in Chicago for a year. I lived in Chicago for a year, and the best pie out there was a place called Bill's Pub in Mundelein. Ding, ding.
Huh.
But anyway, the medical marijuana.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you put the marijuana in the pizza.
No.
Okay, go on.
Not a bad idea. instead of basil, just drop some marijuana on there.
Yeah.
But it's not a retired law enforcement officer.
Good. Thank you for your service. Thank you.
And when I retired, I'm 58. So I've got basal joint arthritis in my left hand, and I've got osteoarthritis. And so I decided to try. It's not here in Texas, but, you know. So I don't smoke it recreationally, but when my joints are really hurting, I'll take a couple of tokes, and I'll tell you what. For a few hours, I'm doing real well, and I don't smoke it like a cigarette. I use a vaporizer, so it's less harmful to your lungs. And that's, I can say this: you can brew 200 gallons of beer for yourself a year legally, and wine, and simple possession of marijuana, and you're not selling it. It's just for your own use.
I hear you. Now let me ask you something. You brought up a good point. If you took a hit or you know, you vaped some, how many hours of relief did you get?
2 to 3.
So then what happens after that? Are you usually tired and you could go to sleep, or do you still need to then take a pharmaceutical for your arthritis pain?
No, I'm trying to stay off pharmaceuticals because all the bad things I'm hearing about them. So I decided to go with this idea, and it works great for me. Now, when after the 2-3 hours, no, I'm not tired. I usually got up and and get around and do things because it's a lot easier for me. Now, it depends what kind of marijuana you smoke. Some will just put you down in a chair. Others will get you going. So,
right. Good point.
I saw a number of people in prison for possession, and their lives are ruined for a plant. And now, if they were selling it, that's one thing, because I'm totally against that. But
right.
Simple possession should be legal.
No, that's helpful, especially coming from ex-law enforcement. And thank you again for your service. Appreciate it. And your call. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Where I am intrigued about the medical marijuana, and I apologize that I'm a little naive, because I've, with us and medicine, and all the hospitals and urgent cares I've worked at, there's always been drug tests. So I never really smoked because I knew it would be in the system for at least 30 days. So even though in medical school you get to try some of the medications out there, you know, reps give you samples. So I, as a woman, you know, we all tried the Viagra to see what it did. For me, Viagra just made my heart race. I tried a thyroid medication, didn't notice anything with that. I've tried a Valium, didn't notice anything with that. And so I have no idea on a personal basis what marijuana could do. But as a doctor of many people who are now baby boomer age, who I am ripping off their anti-inflammatories because I think their ibuprofen and their naproxen is hurting their stomach lining and hurting their liver and hurting their kidneys, I don't have many options on what to tell them. And my patients come in and say, "Doc, you don't have to worry about it. I got some pot at home. I'm fine." You know, it makes us start to think, are we going to have to go towards marijuana? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, what medical conditions have been, have there been some circumstantial evidence out there discussing benefits with use of marijuana? Well, of course, panic disorder, depression, even though marijuana use could lead to depression. They've been talking about people in acute depression using, you know, psychedelic mushrooms, etc. Some of them have been talking about marijuana. Just like, was it Jack or Marlon? I think it was Marlon, who said some marijuana could sedate, but other marijuana could get you going. So, again, it depends on the strains. There's an art to this, people. If you didn't know, I didn't know either. I guess there's an art. There are certain strains of bacteria, certain strains of viruses. I guess there are certain strains of pot. Attention deficit, using pot. A lot of my patients have told me they've done that for attention deficit because it's too hard to get the Ritalin. Multiple sclerosis. Obesity. All right. Study came out that a lot of people who smoke pot are slim. I know we always joke about the munchies, but I have to admit, any one of my patients who's admitted that they smoke pot are slim. Of course, the arthritic conditions, Crohn's disease and inflammatory bowel disease. A lot of people out there that smoke marijuana and it relaxes their bowels. Now, again, the reason why I can't sit here and tell you, well, use it for your headaches or use it for your hepatitis or use it for your Tourette's. Apparently I see whiplash on this website. It's called marijuanadoctors.com. It's because what could be the side effects of marijuana use? Now, for those of you who use, whether it's medical or recreationally, what side effects have you used? And would you agree that marijuana should not be legalized? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you so, so much for being patient during the commercials. We got some great commercials. Don't forget to check out Freeze Dry Guy. Never too early to be prepared. Really good stuff, really good food. It lasts a very long time, great storage. And, you know, with all the crap going on in this world, it doesn't hurt. Doesn't hurt at all to be prepared. Okay, so we're talking about medical marijuana. Some of you have called in telling us what you use it for, how you use it. Nobody really has anything bad to say about medical marijuana at all. Okay? These studies that have come out in the medical community, we've been discussing the drop in IQ, especially children smoking marijuana. Study came out talking about kids vaping marijuana and their lack of IQ. You know, when we try to talk about that to people, a lot of people don't really care. IQ wasn't big in the last few decades. Like when I was younger, bless you, when I was younger, nobody tested IQ. I wanted my IQ tested. You know, I was usually, you know, at the head of my class every year, and I knew I did well on my CAT tests, and I did really well on my SATs, but nobody did IQ tests in the 80s. And so I never knew what my IQ was. So when you tell kids now, they're like, IQ, intelligence quotient, who cares what the IQ is? It really doesn't mean much to people, okay? Then, when you start to discuss, well, what about dementia? Okay, well, if you're going to be smoking pot for long term, then you could be at risk for dementia, which is another thing that the medical community warns people about, dementia. Yet I'll have patients that argue with me. They go, you know, look, Dahlia, look at my blood pressure. Doesn't high blood pressure cause dementia? When I smoke pot, my blood pressure is fine. They got a point. So we're starting to see holes poked in this don't use marijuana wall. All right, that we in the medical community have been putting up for a while and only now allowing pieces and pieces to be broken off from it. All right, I very early on noticed that my patients who did smoke did better. I just didn't want to get involved, and I still don't. I don't want to get involved with that. I don't. And one of the reasons why I don't want to get involved is because not the non-medicinal aspect of it, but the liability aspect of it. Okay. I don't think there's been enough studies. Nobody's putting money behind it. Okay. If there was a pharmaceutical company that would benefit, they would put money behind the study. But without there being a pharmaceutical company behind it, then, who is going to do the multi-million-dollar studies and long-term, retrospective and prospective studies of these people and what happens if they smoke daily, et cetera. Now, you should be able to go back, do the retrospective and, you know, find people who smoked for 20 plus years and then see how they do dementia-wise or cancer-wise, et cetera. And that's why they are coming up with some of these studies with lack of mentation, lung cancer, et cetera. There's been some flirtations with marijuana use and testicular shrinkage and fertility and impotence. But then you have people that claim their marijuana helped their sex drive and helped their erections because of blood flow. All right. Now, one of you over the last week or two hit it on the head. They said maybe it's the stress. Maybe stress is what's killing us. Maybe stress is what's causing us to have a lot more of the pain, a lot more of the blood pressure spikes, the increase in cortisol. Gee, my physician assistant, Mike Scott, had brought up maybe it's the cortisol that people have with stress, and maybe the marijuana, since it lowers stress, less cortisol, and then less damage from the stress hormones. So, I mean, as a doctor, if you told me marijuana has medicinal uses and we're going to start incorporating it into modern day medicine, I'll say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, fine by me, that's great. But then I'd have a big butt going, okay, well, how am I going to be protected? Well, what do you mean, doc? Well, right now, there's this big push to nail doctors who give you a medication that if you take and you get addicted to, or if you get behind a wheel and get into an accident, the doctor ends up being named in the lawsuit. So I don't like prescribing Xanax. I don't like prescribing narcotics. I don't like prescribing sedatives if I don't have to. I do it, and I make my patients swear that they're not going to get behind a wheel. But if any of my patients, God forbid, did get into an accident, you bet some lawyer would say, well, you know what? Who gave them the medicine? Okay? And it's happened. It's happened in my city. It happens all across the United States. So then my next question is, okay, if you want me to prescribe medical marijuana, that's great. Where's my protection? Where's the tort reform? Where's the lack of liability? Oh, doctor, we can't do that. Doctors don't get sued enough. Don't ask us for that. Just like with Obamacare. Nah, don't go there. Well, then I'm going to hesitate again. Okay? I mean, if you can't prove to me that I won't lose my practice and not be able to practice for my other patients, if I write somebody medical marijuana and they get into a DUI, if you can't guarantee that, where I get a get-out-of-jail-free card, then I'm not writing it, okay? Doctors are too smart for this. Okay, yeah, we think it's great. I think medical marijuana is going to probably be one of the biggest revolutions in medical treatment. We're going to find that long-term it's safer than some of these pharmaceuticals, cheaper. So I definitely see in our future, especially with socialized medicine, marijuana being a part of it. Absolutely. What I don't see is there being a lack of protection. Now, already police officers are having difficulty figuring out, okay, is this a DUI or not? For example, in Arizona, medical marijuana cardholders who drive after using the drug could face, right, them losing their marijuana license, losing their driver's license. They could be charged with a DUI. So even though medical marijuana is fine, the voters approved it back in 2010. All right. What about the legal battle over behind the wheel? Now, this is something we talked about yesterday. All right. If medical marijuana or if marijuana is legalized in my state, fine. No big deal. Okay. Gives police officers other things to fight. Just like that, like our other police officer who called in, our former police officer, he said, look, possession, you know, not that big a deal. I agree. Let our police officers deal with the real nitty gritty crimes. But when we're talking about car accidents, if we're talking about being impaired when you drive, do we have the proper testing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do we have the proper testing to determine? All right, you know, if you smoked a joint at a party 3 weeks ago, okay, you would think you should be fine to drive. Well, you get into an accident and they pick up the marijuana in the bloodstream, be in there for 30 days, or the urine, it could be there, you know, for at least 30 days. Now you're screwed. You're like, but wait a second, I didn't just smoke. How do you prove that? With alcohol, the breathalyzer test, there's science behind it. It's not perfect, but there's a science behind it. Not with the marijuana. Now, they think they're close to having some sort of breathalyzer with the marijuana. But then the next question is, how much is impairing? This is what we talked about with alcohol. Some states are lowering the DUI, or the National Transportation Safety Board is recommending all states lower the DUI cutoff to one alcoholic beverage per female, two for male. Just one for a female. So basically what they're telling us is, if you're going to have any drink, we don't trust it. Just don't drive. Now, this may, maybe it'll, you know, build jobs. Maybe now it'll boost the economy. Everyone's going to have to take a train or subway to work so everybody could drink, smoke pot. That's fine by me. But, you know, where I live, no. The buses are usually full. I like to drive to work, especially if I realize that, you know, my period's coming. I need to run home and grab some tampons. I love being able to have my car. I don't want to have to wait for the bus schedule. But easy. I don't drink really and I don't smoke pot, so I'm fine with that. But it's the logistics of how you don't get accused of a DUI just because you have traces of it in your system. And then what about people that do have it in their system and get behind a car? How do you stop that? So, you know, to me, the logistic issue, and until we can figure that out and get a breathalyzer test, I'm nervous about people, it being legalized and people driving. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, making news is a New York photographer who took intimate photos of his neighbors through their open windows using a telephoto lens. This was in New York City. He claimed it was art, and I guess the report says he's been making like $10,000 a piece. This is crazy. Arne Svensson secretly took pictures of his neighbors, including children, who were living in the luxury zinc building in Tribeca. The residents were mad. Some of them decided to take it to court, and a New York City judge ruled in favor of the photographer. Now, my husband always gets mad because whenever we go out of town, I always like to close the drapes when I change. Okay? And he's like, this is ridiculous. Nobody could see. And I always think that there's somebody out there who's a sicko, or who, even if they're not doing it to be sick, they like to people watch. And so I just think there are people out there with telescopes or cameras, etc. And I mean, these pictures are really close up. Some of these pictures, he got people bending over, and it didn't look like, I mean, the pictures that the news is showing don't really look perverted, but it's just, you know, somebody lying in bed, somebody bending over, etc. Now, it's interesting. Okay, he says it's art. Somebody bending over and looking at their butt, to me, is an art. But then again, okay, art and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So I guess somebody bending over, it's art. Okay, I mean, my kids don't think it's art when I bend over. In fact, they flee just in case something comes out when I bend over. So to me, it's nothing, definitely not $10,000 worth. But just kind of keep in mind, all right, that if your windows are open, whether you live in a high-rise in New York or somewhere where you think nobody has a telescope, or these things can see like hundreds of feet. These things can really get close-up images. So you straightening your underwear or stuffing your bra with the window open, just close the drapes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so dogs have the ability to sniff out ovarian cancer. Now, ladies, we can relax. We don't have to let them sniff our crotch. What they did was they tested them on blood and tissue samples donated by patients. And the University of Pennsylvania's Working Dog Center has started training 3 canines to sniff out the signature compound that indicates the presence of ovarian cancer. The sooner you find ovarian cancer, the better. And dogs have some of the best sense of smell. Now, what's always confused me about this is if dogs have such a good sense of smell, you would think they would be vomiting when they smelled some other dog's butt. So how I look at it is not only do they have a keen sense of smell, but whatever is magnified thousands fold doesn't make them sick. You know, my cats do that too. One of the cats comes into the room, immediately one of the other cats comes up and sniffs her butt. Not sure what they're able to learn from sniffing the butt. Okay? The dogs do that too. They always sniff each other's butt. There's got to be some code, some maybe military code, something in these cats' farts or butt excretions, because animals communicate by sniffing each other's butt. I got 2 dogs, a lab, and then this kind of fox-type mix dog. I don't know what the hell she is. She was a rescue dog. Pees up the place, but we love her nonetheless. You know, if she ends up, coming in inside, but she comes inside just a few seconds later than the big dog always has to smell her butt, right? Because it's like he doesn't trust her, and whatever he's going to find out, he's going to find out from the butt. So animals dig this stuff. Don't think we got to get PETA involved, okay? Animals just really dig this kind of stuff. All right. Now, they say if the animals can actually isolate the chemical marker, scientists at nearby Monell Chemical Senses Center will work to create an electronic sensor to identify the same odorant. Okay. More than 20,000 Americans are diagnosed with ovarian cancer. My guess is most of these are women. If caught early, all right, and this is probably the first time we could say this, 5-year survival is now up to 90%. Now, signs of ovarian cancer, bloating, abdominal pain, constipation, weight gain. Well, many of us, menopausal women get that anyway. 70% of the cases by the time they're identified, the cancer has already spread. Unfortunately for those women, there's only a 40% 5-year survival rate. So, yeah, getting the dogs involved, I think it's great. Now, back in 2004, British researchers found dogs able to identify bladder cancer in patients by smelling their urine. That's pretty cool. The only thing is, nobody's using the dogs. I mean, these tests that we have, these lab tests, they aren't good at picking up and screening. They're good at looking to see if you're improving. Like, for example, your CA-125. If you have ovarian cancer, we watch that tumor marker and see if it goes down. But to just go out of the blue, well, let's just see if it's high, that means you have it. No, we're not allowed to do it. Now, when I had an ovarian tumor, did my doctor run it? Oh, you bet your butt. Okay, even though it's not a screen, doctors will run the CA125. They'll want to. Patients come in saying, look, just run the tumor marker. I don't care. We're supposed to tell them it's not a screen, but if they want to pay for it, then they want to pay for it. I don't care. But, you know, if we could bring a dog into the office, if OSHA will allow it, you know, or the health department, great. I mean, my dogs, I got to tell you, anybody that comes over, they go right for their crotch. So, I don't know what to diagnose them with, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of us are trying to figure out what to do with our home. It's so underwater. Do we just leave our home and let the bank take it? Do we short sale it? Well, a California designer has done one better. He lives in a $2,000 dumpster. He converted a dumpster into a fully functional home. It's got a bathroom, a bed, a kitchen, a sink, a kitchen, a sun deck, okay? He converted the dumpster in Brooklyn off of a hunch, and I guess he's in some field. I don't think, I'm looking at this. I mean, he looks comfortable. He has a television set in there. I don't know what the babes think, but you see some nice cut vegetables behind him. He says he added wheels to the bottom of the dumpster so it could be easily transported. He carved a custom door on the side for easy entry and exit. My guess is if you took a dump, you definitely want some sort of a window in there. For drinking water, he installed a 6-gallon water tank on the roof. The same water is funneled into a tiny toilet, which he needs to use the bathroom. The water is also hooked up to an outdoor shower. It's like a trailer. I mean, basically, he made a trailer out of the dumpster. Now, I don't know how he stays. What you see is a bar. He's got a bar. He's got a fire extinguisher. And, again, I'm not sure why, well, you know, the state hasn't made him move his, but, I mean, it really kind of looks stupid. I just don't know how he gets the babes. I don't. But, you know, many of us in the apartments or in the backs of houses that we lived in going through school, I mean, I got to tell you, I could live in something that small. I did. It's easy. You could live in something that small. Just, you know, not the most romantic place. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a story we're going to cover in the next hour is watching television or watching TV on your mobile phone can produce the same carbon emissions as driving 10 miles in a car. They say if you stream a football match on a smartphone or tablet using mobile data, it produces the same amount of carbon emissions as a regular gas car. Wi-Fi, 8 times lower. Oh, wait a second. Well, you know what? We're coming up on break. I'll correct this when I get back. Don't go away. Talk about our carbon footprint from our phones. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.